Lucy Keeps the Wolf from the Door, written by Anne Youngman and read by Jane Asher.
Chapter 1. The Triplets. Lucy was walking home from school one day when she saw 215 racing along the path towards her.
"Congratulate me," he cried, jumping up and down with excitement. "I wanted you to be the first to know that I'm a father," said the wolf proudly. 345 had 3 cubs today.
Lucy gave him a big hug.
"Oh, 215, that's wonderful. You must feel very happy."
"I do," said the wolf. "I really do."
"Why don't you come home with me," suggested Lucy, "and tell Gran and Grandad?"
"No, I can't," said 215. "I've got new responsibilities now. I've got to take care of 345 and the little ones. But I did want you to know."
"I'll tell everyone," said Lucy. "I'll be around at Gran's tonight. You come if you can manage it."
"The little house on the edge of the village?" asked 215. "Good, I've got you. See you later."
"Love to 345 and the cubs," called Lucy. "Bye."
Gran and Grandad were delighted when they heard the news.
3, said Gran. "Oh, that is nice. I can't wait to see them."
"Well," commented Grandad, "he certainly has done well. I'm going right out to get a bottle of champagne for when he comes round to celebrate."
"Come off it, Bert," said Gran. "We can't afford champagne. We've got to manage on our pensions, remember."
"Pension or no pension," replied Grandad. 215 is my mate, and he's gone and had triplets, and the least we can do is celebrate in style."
So later that evening, Gran, Grandad, Lucy and Lucy's mum and dad sat round the kitchen table and waited for 215.
"Maybe he won't be able to get away," said Lucy wistfully. "I do hope he does. I do want him to know how pleased we all are."
"Fear not, faint-hearted one,"
came 215's voice, and he leapt in through the window.
"I am here as I promised, though for a brief moment only, as I must return to my duties as a father shortly."
Grandad leapt up and shook 215's paw, and Lucy's mum gave him a big kiss.
"I went out and bought champagne for us to celebrate proper-like," Grandad told the wolf proudly.
"Dear friend," said the wolf fondly. "You are too kind, and you should save your money for necessary things."
"Least I could do," insisted Grandad. "After all, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be sitting here now."
Grandad filled the 6 glasses with champagne.
"Who's going to propose the toast?" asked Gran.
"Why not you?" suggested 215. "After all, the granny is a pretty important person in the story of Red Riding Hood." "But hold a moment. Where are my good friends, Pete and Lily Grubb?"
"We didn't invite them," Lucy told him. "We didn't think you'd want to see them."
"Of course I want them here," replied the wolf. "They are old friends. Well, old acquaintances, anyway. Let the fair Lily and the dreadful Pete join us in a glass of good cheer."
"I'll go and get them," said Lucy's dad. "I'll be back in a minute. I know 215 is in a hurry."
A few minutes later, the Grubbs trundled into the room and joined the group.
"I hear you're to be congratulated, 215, said Pete Grubb sourly. "So now there's 3 more like you to make my life miserable."
"That's the only reason they're here, Mr. Grubb," replied 215 cheerfully.
"Don't be such a misery, Pete," Lily Grubb reproved him. "This is a happy occasion. Congratulations, 215, and to 345, too."
"Well, I don't know," mumbled Pete Grubb. "Where's this champagne, then?"
So 2 more glasses were poured, and Gran stood up.
"Friends, I have been asked to propose a toast to 215, 345, and their 3 new cubs.